You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Ohio Business Machines, you will hear it prominently and at Cleveland Browns Daily. And OBM with sharp copiers when it comes to Browns fans. Their loyalty for our team is unconditional. Make sure you make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns, OBM. With OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only sharp platinum level service provider in town, they go big league for you. I'll guarantee you that. They've made unconditional fans out of all of their customers. Only OBM has all the X's and O's for your office when you put together a sharp products playbook for your business. Give them a shout. They're ready for you. 216-485-2000. 216-485-2000 or visit OhioBusinessMachines.com. It is a Mailbag Wednesday, dog, here on this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. What that means is you tweet any Browns questions you have to @Browns_daily. That's @Browns_daily. Hashtag it mailbag, all right? If you hashtag it mailbag, we'll go through as many as we can. We'll try to get that in a couple of times during the course of the show. Hanford Dixon's here. I'm Michael Regai. Great to have you along on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's go right back at it. You guys wanted to chat it up with us today. All the way to the state of Virginia, we say hello to John. Johnny, how you doing? Welcome.
I'm doing great. Thanks so much, guys.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Hanford, it's such a pleasure to speak with you.
My
I remember
pleasure.
Being a little kid running around my front yard in Cleveland with the Cleveland Browns helmet on, pretending I was you and basically every other player on that team, which I could still name every one of them.
Hey, John, I'm not that old. Michael is, but I'm not. No.
Yeah. Well, I'll raise my hand to that. Yeah. I've got dogged by a few.
I'm only kidding.
That's all right. I got big shoulders.
So, I got a question for you.
Okay.
You know, I know that, like, when growing up, I always felt like the clash of every person on that team, it was just like high caliber humans. And I'm not saying that we don't have that today. But what is your suggestion for us to have someone get Josh Gordon, who is so talented and I think a very good person, but just to get his head on straight, because he's not only hurting himself at this point, he's really hurting the team.
Well, I think Josh understands and knows that he's let his teammates down. I mean, Josh is a good kid. I mean, he really is a good kid, and no question, he's very, very talented. I sit there and I watch him, and it's just amazing to me the talent that this guy has. I mean, he's such a big receiver. He's, I always like to use the word rangy, and then also he separates himself once he catches the football. Michael, I remember watching, we were playing, I can't think of the team, and you'll tell me, where he caught the little slant and then he separated himself from the defensive back.
That was at New England late in the year.
Because the corner was talking a lot of smack before the ball game. And
caught the quick slant and ran away from DBs.
Right, said you got to be really physical with this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But Josh Gordon, I'm telling you, he is just an amazing receiver. And he's a smart kid, too. I look for Josh to bounce back from this. I mean, obviously, we don't know what's going to happen because the ruling has not come down yet. But I suspect once the ruling comes down, he'll take it and he'll learn from it and he'll just move on because Josh is a smart kid. And obviously, he that's the last thing he want to do is hurt his teammates in this football team. And he understands that. But are we going to give up on Josh Gordon? Absolutely not. That kid is too talented and too smart.
No, there's no question about that. I've expressed that opinion, you know, many times here on the show. And I still have somewhat of a good feeling, and I'm trying to remain positive, that the longer this takes, it's not going to be for the full football season, Hanford. And if that is the case, I would hope, too, that that Josh takes that and understands how fortunate he is, if that is to be the case. He had to give up 4 game checks last season, missed 2 football games. And probably at the best-case scenario, Hanford, it'll, you know, maybe 6 to 8 weeks in games and checks lost. So, you know, I would think at some point that all of that will start to resonate with him And as you mentioned, some of the things that the situation positioning he's putting this football team in when, you know, it's not necessary because of the gifts he's been given to play this game.
Well, and also, too, when you look at it, I mean, obviously the AFC North is very, very important to our football team. Obviously,
no question.
That's our division. And let's just say he gets 68 games. I mean, he'll miss two games against the Steelers, two teams in the AFC
That's
North.
Right.
You miss a game against the Baltimore Ravens and Cincy. And those games, I mean, we need him for every game, but, you know, when you have to win in your division
in order to
be able to compete. But, you know, again, it's a touchy situation, and obviously we're all hurt and we're all upset about the whole thing. Because Josh Gordon is such an important part of this football team.
No question about that. John in Virginia, we appreciate the call. We're going to flip it over to the other side of the football, the side that Dog lined up on, as we speak with Michael on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. How are things in Pleasant Valley today, Michael?
Things are great. How are things in Berea?
They're fabulous here in the Dog Bowl. You kidding? I got the top dog in here with me, man.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah. Hi, Hanford, big fan.
Go right ahead, Michael.
I wanted to ask Hanford about the position battle on the other side of Joe Hayden between Justin Gilbert and Buster Skrin. I just want to get your thoughts on it because I'm no expert in the cornerback position, but you hear a lot that Buster Skrin has the physical tools and the size and the speed and the agility to be a good nickelback. And Justin Gilbert has the ability to be the kind of shutdown corner that mm-hmm. Jim O'Neill and Petten want in their system. So I know when Joe Hayden got drafted here, he was nickel for a while.
And didn't start for the first couple of games of his rookie year as well.
And his first game at Pittsburgh, I remember.
Yeah.
And got a big pick to come on the scene. But
all right, Michael. Well, let's get Dog's thoughts on that. We very much appreciate the call. Dog here, you know, and everybody, but well, you go ahead because I want to chime in too on Buster Skrin and some of the things that he brings to the party. But all right, they're different styled corners. There is a size differential. Justin Gilbert, Dog, is, you know, and this is a big part of the reason so intrigued. This young man is all of 6'1" and very close to 200 pounds, fluid and very smooth on that corner. What have you seen from Gilbert, and do you believe he can acclimate to the league as soon as training camp begins and he goes through the process of it?
Well, I like Gilbert. Obviously, as you mentioned, he's a big kid. He's a big corner. He's a corner that's very physical, one that not only can defend against the pass, but one also can defend against the run as well. Obviously, he's got some things to learn, some technique things that's mm-hmm. going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just really great that we also added Aaron Glenn to our staff, a guy that's played the game and been there. And both of the defense back coaches, I mean, they're going to help.
Tremendous corner. He was more of the smaller corner, Dog. Aaron, about maybe 5'9".
But a technician.
Yes.
And that's good because, you know, a lot of corners don't understand your technique is what can take you and keep you in this league for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, getting back to Gilbert, I think he's going to be a fabulous corner. I mean, because the kid is going to jump in there and he's going to work. But I have to say this, when you talk about Buster is not going to give this thing up easy. I mean,
no, he's not.
Buster Skrin is he's a fighter. He's a scrappy guy. I've had the opportunity to talk to Buster on several occasions,
mm-hmm.
and I like his game. I mean, when you look at it, Michael, Buster was a guy in our scheme that was pretty much out there on an island pretty much by himself.
Yep.
He had to play man-to-man coverage, and I think he's gotten pretty good at it. Obviously, Buster took a lot of heat, a lot of slack from getting beat a lot. But as a corner, what you have to do is you have to have a short memory. You have to learn from those mistakes, and that will make you better. And obviously, he's a better corner today. And he's a guy that can go inside and play the number two receiver or the nickel position and play it very well. But I think the thing that's most important that we can't lose sight of in today's offensive scheme, the way they have the multiple receiver set, you cannot have enough cornerbacks. And I'm just happy that we have all of these guys on this football team. But I'm looking forward to the battle in training camp. Because, Michael, I've always said, and you have the same philosophy, competition brings out the best in everyone.
No question about that. And there is going to be that. And that is by decree of Mike Pettine. And Dog, we got to take a break, but we'll get into this a little bit later.
Do we have to?
Okay. In a word, okay. We got to make sure we get the bills paid. But press man coverage, too. It's going to be such a staple of the Mike Pettine system. It's how they do their business in this system, and it is so vital, and that's why Pettine and Ray Farmer identify Justin Gilbert as a young man that would fit right into philosophy and culture here. We'll get into all of that a little bit later on. You've got Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You have jumped in beautifully today. Certainly love chatting it up with all of you, and don't forget, we've got Doug Deacon coming up. He'll join us on our Ohio Business Machines Hotline, and of course, it is Mailbag Wednesday. Hashtag it with mailbag when you tweet at the show. All of that coming up. Don't go away.
Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul.
This is my world.
Somewhere I heard.